You've spoken about how meditation and contemplation, at least here in the West, have become research-based methods for accelerating our evolution through stages of self-development. Just how critical are meditation and contemplation to becoming our greatest self?
Well, if you look at what meditation is actually doing, it is taking whatever subjective self is arising in you moment to moment that you take as a self, that you identify with, that you call yourself, that you identify with, and it's looking at it as an object. And in the very fact of looking at it as an object, it breaks an identification with it. Because it's clearly something you're looking at. It's no longer something you're identified with. It's clearly something else. It's something that is not you. It's something that you are aware of. And so we saw that the key to development is a subject of one stage becomes the object of the subject of the next. And so in meditation, what's happening is that whatever subject is arising, and you're giving it awareness, you're making it an object. Therefore, you're disidentifying with it. Therefore, you are making room for the next higher subject to emerge. And then as that emerges and you identify with that, then the same problems will start happening with that self. It'll start to become the source of the self-contraction, and it'll become a source of pain and suffering. And when you identify with it, then if something happens to it, then that will cause depression and distress and angst. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, then you become disappointed and upset. But if you're meditating and that self comes up and you become aware of that, you see it as an object, then again, you break your identity with it. And because of that, you open up a space in which your next higher self can emerge. And that will simply continue until you reach a subject that cannot be made an object. And that's the true self. That's absolute subjectivity. It's a subject that is doing the looking, and not something that can be looked at. And so it's, like I say, Zen Master Shibayama calls it absolute subjectivity. And so at that point, that is equivalent to enlightenment, particularly with regard to the separate self, because you are no longer identified with it. You're no longer open to the self-contracting pain and suffering that is inherent in the self-contraction. Pain and suffering and anxiety are not something that happens to the self-contraction. It's something that the self-contraction is. And so as long as you're identified with that small, finite, objective entity, as if it were a real subject, first of all, it's a lie, because it's not your real self. And second of all, it's going to identify you with a finite thing that, by definition, is set apart from all other finite things. And therefore, all other finite things can crash into it and cause pain and suffering and hurt and so on.